And welcome to the Tuned In Podcast.
Let's go.
Let's go. This is episode 27. We're now in the month of May, which is exciting.
Yes,
exciting. How are you feeling?
Oh, man, I'm feeling so good. There's a lot of good basketball going on right now, even if it's not Jazz basketball. So it's a good time. Mm-hmm. Good time. How are you?
Always good. Always good. Yeah, I love the month of May because at least we haven't gotten like consistently warm yet, but at least you feel like
yeah.
It's happening or it's coming soon at least. So
you want to go outside at least. Yeah.
Yeah. It's good to see. Month of May is great. One of the top months.
Not bad.
Yeah. Well, in this episode today, we have a lot of good things. We're going to mostly talk about the NBA playoffs happening and some of our former Jazz guys going on there. Also the draft lottery next Sunday. I'm getting excited for that and just like how the lottery works and a little bit more about the Utah hockey team and some of the coaches being fired in the NBA, Darvin Ham, mm-hmm. But it's going to be a great episode.
Yes. And don't forget, follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. Turn on those notifications. We're also on Instagram at Tuned In Jazz. You might've seen last week we posted an awesome reel. Make sure to share that with a friend. And there'll be another one or maybe two coming out this episode. So make sure to check those out when they come out. And this is episode 27 of Tuned In Jazz.
All right. Well, we're going to actually start out with our Instagram segment today. If you didn't listen to our last episode, we just are dedicating a couple 30-second little short videos from our episodes to Instagram so that we can hear your comments and get your feedback and hopefully get some more listeners because we love to hear the people listening to this episode. And so we'll go ahead and get into this Instagram segment, which will be about former Jazz players in the playoffs.
Can you name the points per game of former Utah Jazz players in the 2024 playoffs? Let's start with one of our favorites, the man from down under, Mr. Joe Ingles. How many points do you think he's got?
I'll give him a good solid 3 points per game. He hasn't really done much.
Try almost half that, 1.8 points per game.
Okay, what he's averaging. We'll take it.
Now let's go another fan favorite, Georges Niang.
I think he's getting a little bit more minutes. If Joe was 2, maybe let's do 4 points per game.
Ooh, close. He's at 3.4. Let's go with Rudy Gobert.
Give him 9 points per game.
He's actually at 15 points
Sheesh.
Per game. Currently.
Okay, Rudy.
What about our other fan favorite, Donovan Mitchell?
Donovan's been a dog out there. I'll give him 29 points per game.
Ooh, close. Big game last night, but he averages 27 points per game this playoffs. And the last one, also from down under, Dante Exum.
Let's give him 13.
He's currently averaging 1.5 points per game.
Okay, can you name these 5 former Jazz players' points per game in the playoffs? Let's start with Mike Conley.
I'm going to say he averages a solid 7 points per game.
He's at 12, rounded up, but he's been balling. He's been balling. Grayson Allen of the Suns.
Ooh, I'm going to say he's probably around like 10.
3.5, not doing so hot.
Oh, I'm way off, way off.
Oh, he had a bad game. Nickel Alexander Walker.
Let's say maybe 5.
He's also surprisingly at 12. He's had a great playoffs. He's been balling.
Okay.
2 more, Malik Beasley.
I'd say he's probably 7 points.
Dang, that was really close. He's at 8.8. He's been balling too.
Okay. Pretty close.
Okay, last one, Royce O'Neal.
I don't think he's been playing well. I'll give him maybe 4 points a game.
Pretty much right. He's got 5, so he's been all right. All right. Well, go ahead and check those out on Instagram when you can. And we're excited for the Jazz in the playoffs. How are you feeling about them so far?
Oh, yeah. It's kind of cool. Like, this list of players, other teams noticed the guys we've developed, a lot of them, and kind of cool that they're doing so well in the playoffs or at least competing, you know?
Yeah.
What has there been any guys on this on our list who have impressed you the most or?
I would say some have not impressed me.
Okay.
Based on the stats that we were looking at. We didn't even talk about Gordon Hayward at all in that whole conversation, but he literally hasn't scored the entire playoffs. So I think he's disappointed. And also Grayson Allen, 3.5 points a game. I know he got injured, but like he just didn't do anything on the court after having a great season. So
Yeah, I think there's some guys on this list who are in some pretty dysfunctional teams currently. The Suns and Bucks specifically seem to not be...
Lots of injuries.
Yeah, then they seem to not be gelling very well. I'm really impressed with that trio over in Minnesota. I mean, 15, 12, and 12, I think is what we said. And for Rudy, Mike Conley, and Nickell. That's like, obviously, Anthony Edwards is balling out. And he's mainly the reason for their run. But those guys are helping a lot. They're good rotation guys.
Yeah, what would that be with 15, 12, and 12? That's got to be like almost 40 a game between the three. That's a good amount of points between those guys alone. So
at least a third.
Love to see it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, also, I didn't mention it earlier, but Nickel Alexander-Walker's also averaging 4 assists.
Oh, wow.
And Mike Conley's averaging 6 assists. So even more points there, right?
Yeah. They got a big series coming up, though, obviously.
It's going to be a good one.
Nikola Jokic is going to be a tough, is always a tough thing for anybody to guard, especially Rudy Gobert. So.
Yeah, I don't know if this is a hot take or just what most people think, but I think either Timberwolves or Nuggets are going to be the favorite to come out of the West.
I agree.
So maybe that's just the common take amongst people, but I do feel like whoever comes out of there is going to have it.
Yeah, I've been really impressed with Donovan Mitchell as well. His like individual performance has been really good. Obviously, I think he dropped 50 something last night, maybe 50.
Yeah, he dropped 50.
One thing I did notice, he kind of got caught playing hero ball late in the game a little bit, as kind of what we've seen before. But obviously, he can't do everything. That was just a tough loss, even though he had a really good game. He's having a good series.
Yeah. I think, if anything, he just needs more help.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think Darius Garland's really been having a game anywhere in the playoffs. I think Jared Allen's been really good.
Yeah.
Evan Mobley on offense is, like, almost nothing but dunking.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think Donovan Mitchell's kind of just thought, like, all right, if we're going to win games, I got to just put the offense on my back.
Absolutely.
And that's why he dropped 50 in a loss. But at least you get an exciting Game 7 tomorrow. That'll be good.
Yeah, the only Game 7 of this year's playoffs. Be interesting.
Yeah. I'll also say I am impressed. I know it's not a Jazz guy, but just in general, I am impressed with Kyrie Irving and just the Mavericks. Just I didn't think most people had them as a clear favorite to beat the Clippers, but they've just shown that they've been the better team. And they moved on, so been good for them.
Yeah, I totally agree. The second round of the Western Conference playoffs is going to be so interesting. Like, Dallas, I watched the Dallas LA game last night, and Dallas got some dogs. And I don't think that they're going to roll over for Oklahoma City. And Minnesota, Denver might be a 7-game series, to be honest. So it's going to be a crazy second round in the West, at least.
Yeah, I love PJ Washington and Daniel Gafford on the Mavericks.
Yeah, Derek Lively is looking real nice.
Yeah, Derek Lively too. Like they just seem like they have more like physical talent and defense than they did in previous years.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think that gives them a lot better chance this year. So we'll see.
Dallas is funny because it's like weird. We've seen offenses before that are obviously like centered around one or two guys. But theirs is like completely centered around those two guys. Like they just, every single play, it's get the ball back to Luka or get it to Kyrie. And then everybody else is just reacting the entire time. And it's like, it's so interesting. It works though. It works.
Yeah, no, they've been dominating in a lot of games. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, I guess maybe who do you feel like, maybe more talking about the Eastern Conference, who's like impressed you there?
I think that the Knicks got a good series win. I think
that's probably the most exciting series that we've had.
Yeah.
Got a couple buzzer beaters.
Yeah, they got
exciting
tested
early. Games.
Yeah.
Tyrese Maxey looked like he put his whole heart out there on the court just to leave it there. But
absolutely played good. And they kind of got lucky. I wouldn't say lucky, but Pacers caught the Bucks on a bad time with injuries, and Bucks might have gotten a little healthier in a week or two. So the Knicks kind of got a little lucky getting the Pacers, I think. So I think they'll find themselves in the Eastern Conference Finals. I don't know about the Celtics. Yeah. They didn't look as good as we thought they did, although they did 4-1. So I don't know.
They pretty much the other four games were kind of a steamroll. So
that's true.
You'd expect. I do think the Cavs or Magic could give them a little bit of the run for their money, maybe 6 games, but yeah. I still feel pretty confident in that Celtics team. Porzingis got injured, so
yeah,
that's the greatest for them. Crazy. I don't know when he'll get back. So
yeah, I almost wonder if the Celtics team that went to the finals a couple of years ago, that was kind of their strength, was that they were just able to play small and they could guard 1 through 5. So having Al Horford at the 5 might not be terrible for them playoff matchup wise.
Yeah. I think it'll get them through the East, but once they hit the Nuggets or the Timberwolves or even the Thunder with Chet Holmgren, I don't love to see that. So
no,
I want Porzingis back for the finals at least.
Yeah.
So
I'm curious what you think. So the Clippers just lost again, obviously. What do you think, if you were a betting man, what do you think happens with the Clippers this offseason? Are they blowing it up, or are you going to just do the same thing?
You know, they're just rebranding their team. They're building a new arena. I think they're going to drop all the money they can for Paul George and James Harden.
Yeah.
Plus they're both from LA or from California, so I think that'll help them re-sign. So I don't know. I think it'll just be all the same. I don't know. I think this team is really tough to see improve, because you already have such great star power. Like, what? I don't even know what they need to get better. It seems like they have everything they need. They just haven't played well. Or injuries or something. If to a certain point, if injuries happen every year, I think you just have to count on them.
Yeah, that's true. I'm personally kind of, if I were a Clippers fan, I would be extremely frustrated with Kawhi Leonard. Just like, I know injuries happen, but when your team's in a playoff series that you need to win, you play through injuries. You know what I mean? Like, so. And then Westbrook he was horrible this series.
It's like the opposite of last year, too. Last year's playoffs, he was amazing.
He showed up, yeah.
You don't know which Westbrook you're going to get.
Yeah, so I fear we might be at the end of the Russell Westbrook time in the NBA. I don't know really who else is going to keep giving him a shot. He's kind of been stinking the last couple stops. So.
Hey, the Jazz knew what was coming when they released him in that trade.
Yes, and Danny Ainge we trust, that's for sure.
Yeah. Speaking of that trade, what about the Lakers? They fired Darvin Ham just barely. I think that was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
He's just kind of the scapegoat, or what do you think the Lakers need to do to get better?
Yeah, I saw a stat today. I think it said that LeBron James has had 7 head coaches who have been fired in his career. And it's just like, at some point, I'm not saying it's his fault. I'm a big LeBron James fan. Everybody who knows me knows that, but at some point, it's like, it's got to be somebody other than the coach's fault. You got to put a better team on the floor. You got to take responsibility. I don't know if Darvin Ham was a good coach. I'm not necessarily a Darvin Ham fan, but nothing's going to change unless that team changes, honestly. What do you think?
Yeah, honestly, I'm the same way. I think they are a good team, but they just keep matching up with the Nuggets, and the Nuggets are the better team. We've seen that 2 years in a row. So I don't know. I think they're probably going to try and swing for the fences this offseason. They'll probably get some new guy in, but I don't know if it's going to really make a difference.
Yeah.
And I guess LeBron did decline his contract. Mm-hmm. So do you think LeBron could be on the move?
Oh, man. I honestly think that's because I saw yesterday Bronny James got invited to the Combine, probably just because of his name. So I wonder if he's just preparing in case he's got to go somewhere else. But yeah, it'll be interesting offseason for them.
Yeah, I did get a notification that says that it's like pretty likely that he's going to re-sign. So we could get that news in the next couple weeks.
Yeah, I think the Lakers just have to stop trying to sign like older aging stars and thinking that's the answer. Like I don't even think a guy like Kyrie Irving would be the answer necessarily.
What about DeMar DeRozan?
I do think he could help them a lot, but I don't know if that really like moves the needle to them being a championship team, honestly, but
he's clutch.
Yeah, he gets buckets, that's for sure.
Yeah, we'll have to see. I do feel like there's all those memes about Darvin Ham being like, there's like an Arthur meme with Arthur's hands in his pockets. Kind of like just the idea Darvin Ham just doesn't do anything. Right. I don't know how much truth there is to that, but I don't know if that led to him being firing just the media, but who knows?
Yeah. It's kind of crazy when you have a guy like LeBron James and even Anthony Davis, who, like, when you get to that level of superstardom and, like, nobody can tell you anything, it's like, how do you even coach that? You know what I mean? You've got to have, like, a really strong-willed coach to even get in there, I think. So we'll see.
Yeah. Yeah, J.J. Redick's been a candidate.
That's true.
The Lakers are looking at him and LeBron are doing a podcast together, so that's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, I honestly fear that would turn into like a, they just don't need a coach who's just going to be their friend. The coach is going to hold them accountable, but I don't know. Maybe JJ's got it.
Yeah, they need maybe an older coach.
Yeah.
That is at least pretty good with X's and O's too, not too old.
Yeah, which I can't necessarily like think of anybody available. It makes me wonder if Ty Lue will be looking for another job. I don't think he will, but
I think he's under contract at least another year.
Yeah. Yeah, so it'll be interesting. I don't know.
Okay, well, also, I think another topic we can dive into, if you're a Jazz fan, this is probably what you have marked on your calendar next week, but it's the NBA lottery.
Let's go.
We're so excited for the lottery. It'll be this Sunday, May 12th at 5:30 p.m. Mountain Time on ESPN. So mark your calendar, put a reminder on your phone so you can see the Jazz get the number one pick this Sunday.
Yeah, find your four leaf clovers, your, you know, whatever's lucky for you, fast and pray, whatever you gotta do. We gotta get a good pick this year. So
yeah, I don't know, do you have any like good luck charms or like things you do for luck?
Oh man, I feel like we haven't been in this situation a lot, but I'm gonna have to like think of good things that happened, maybe wear the same outfit or something. I don't know.
Yeah, and I'll try and wear a Jazz shirt or something.
Yeah.
Some of their merch, but I don't know if there's any other luck things. We'll see.
Yeah.
Maybe wear, I got a Jazz tie, wear that to church.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, I'll do it too.
But yeah, we're also going to do, hopefully, we haven't really figured it out yet, but we're going to try and do like an Instagram live stream of like our reaction to the lottery, which it's not very long, right? It's just like a 5-minute deal where they just reveal the results.
Yeah,
but I guess, have you ever like fully understood how the lottery even works?
I feel like every time I start to understand it, they change it. So I just have given up on trying to get the details. But
fair. I was reading, there's like this article on the NBA, and it's kind of interesting. Of course, it's ping pong balls that are mixed up, right?
Classic.
And basically, they just mix it for like 10 or 15 seconds, pull out the first pick, and then mix it again, pull out the second pick until you get to the 14th one.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't think there's really any big science to it.
No.
I just really hope, I don't think it's possible for the Jazz to move out of 10 to lose the pick to the Thunder.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think it is. Maybe like a small chance, but we should at least be able to keep the pick.
Yeah, and it's not out of the question for us to get the number one pick. So, you know, it's probably not going to happen, but it's not impossible.
Yeah, we'll pray on that 6% chance that they're saying we have.
Yes, we will.
Yeah, it actually looks like even though last year the Spurs got the number one pick, they only had a 14% chance.
Yeah, I think that's what like the top percentages anyways. Yeah.
Yeah, even like the crappier teams, even though they have a little bit more chance, it's not really that different. So
yeah, so that'll be, yeah, we're going to try to, like you said, live stream it, get some live reactions. We'd love to hear from you as well during that. So make sure you tune in as you're watching the lottery, look for the notification.
Yeah. Another cool thought. Can you think of any of the past lotteries of teams that have gotten lucky? I'll read off a couple. Okay. When Derrick Rose was the number one pick, the Bulls had a 1.7% chance to get it.
Hey.
I don't know if that's rigged, but that's crazy.
Yeah, to go to Chicago?
Yes, and his hometown.
Yeah.
When the Cavaliers had the number one pick, they had a 2.8% chance to get it.
Is that the Anthony Bennett year or the Kyrie? I wonder.
That was for Kyrie Irving. Okay. They had a 1.7 chance to get Andrew Wiggins too. So they were like lucky right. Two different years, which is pretty crazy. Let me see if I can find another good one. That's probably the most rare. The only other rare one is Greg Oden was a 5% chance for the Trailblazers, but they kind of messed up with that pick.
Yeah, they did.
Skipping out on Kevin Durant, so.
Yeah, punching themselves for that one. Yeah, so lots of, there's a chance. You're saying there's a chance, so.
Yeah, I mean, they had lesser odds than we do now, so who knows.
We talked a little last week about NHL names. We kind of went through the list. Apparently that list is what was filed for trademark. The Ryan Smith group did trademarks on all those. And the way they're going to decide it is via bracket on social media. So we're going to decide.
Let's go. So, that's the perfect way.
Yeah. I love that way of doing business by Ryan Smith, because it's like, he's never going to have a yellow jersey fiasco again, because he's going to let us decide this time. You know, we can't complain if it's our idea.
Yeah, check out our Instagram segment in our last episode. I think I've heard a lot of people like the Yetis, so there's a chance we get that, but who knows?
Yeah, it could be any.
Yeah, another small news. I know we talked in the past, like, neither of us have really ever watched NHL or the playoffs, but I've tried to watch a little bit here and there, but kind of interesting, their first round's almost over. Yeah. And there's actually two game sevens today and tomorrow, which is exciting.
Dang, okay.
Between the, I'll have to double check, but I think one of them's between the Dallas Stars and the Vegas Golden Knights, which are like two of the best teams. I don't know how they met up in the first round.
Yeah, what Norum? And then Maple Leafs and Bruins. Is that the other one?
Yeah, Maple Leafs and Bruins. So that'll be exciting. Yeah. I think at least if the NBA games are like blowouts, I'll tune into those and see what's going on.
Yeah, with no Jazz, we got to start getting ourselves in. Looks like Coyotes are not involved, but that's okay.
Yeah, next I don't year. Think they had a great season.
Next year they will be. We're going to take over next year, win it all, I think. So.
Yeah, we got this. We got this.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining us again. Like we say every time, we appreciate you spending your time with us, and we would love to hear some thoughts from you on our Instagram or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Yeah, take care.
Peace.